Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy holidays. Okay, so right now we're in a pretty kind of weird flu season. It was predicted that our flu season was supposed to be primarily H3N2, which scared the crap out of me, because 2 years ago when we had about 80,000 people die of the flu in America, it was the H3N2 strain. Last year it wasn't as vicious, and I don't think we really have the numbers out. I think we might have been at a 60,000 death toll, still too high. But it wasn't as bad as the year before. So we were told that because of Australia's flu season, that it started earlier, that it was kind of more severe, had an H3N2 dominance, that we would probably be looking at the same. Our flu season did start early, but we're getting a lot of influenza B. Influenza B is a little milder. Can still cause pandemics, but it's not as rip-roaring as H3N2. So what I'm seeing with patients, because I do telemedicine, is they call in, they have a fever, they have the body aches, but I mean, it's not a real high fever. Maybe it's 101, 102. To me, I'd be burning up. But it's not like that 103, 104 fever that you got with H3N2. You could still get a high fever with influenza B, but it's a little milder. They feel achy, they feel, you know, they got the cough. Some of them also are getting vomiting and diarrhea. Not really common with flu, but we're seeing that a lot with this one. We've had, unfortunately, some pediatric deaths. I'm not exactly sure what the latest numbers are. We usually don't get those numbers this early. Like, you know, we're hearing out of Virginia, there's been already 250 flu-related deaths in Virginia. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I think we're at the number anywhere between 5 and 10. You know, and that's just Las Vegas. So while states are starting to give out their data, the CDC compiles it and they do the flu view and they give us these weekly, you know, counts. But they aren't, I don't think, as completely up to date, because we aren't seeing a lot of people go and get swabbed and get reported. So patients will call me saying, yeah, I had the flu last week, but now I got this bronchitis. And I'm like, did you go in? Did you get swabbed? No. So unless I give that information to the CDC, and I really kind of can't because I can't prove it was the flu, those numbers don't get counted. So I think because it's kind of a milder flu and people aren't going in, or they're going in too late, they're, you know, like by the time it's already starting to be out of that window to get the Tamiflu, because you really need to get Tamiflu in between 48 hours and 72 hours, I think a lot of people aren't getting counted. So watch the numbers. Now, what we are, though, seeing is a headline saying that you cannot get flu and a cold at the same time. So I woke up this morning and I saw this headline, and I'm like, what the hell? What? They're like, you cannot get the flu and a cold at the same time. Now, this comes out of Glasgow, and I get what they did. They looked at 44,000 patients, okay, between the years 2005 and 2013, and they looked at data, and they don't believe that somebody who gets rhinovirus, which is a very, very common virus for the cold. You have rhinoviruses and coronaviruses and enteroviruses. The rhinovirus likes the rhine, likes the nose. You usually don't see somebody have a baby cold as well as the flu at the same time. I get that. But what I hate about this headline is you can absolutely 1,070% have two infections at the same time. And so here I am on my show, whether anybody listens or not, okay, tries to train you guys into how to look at if your flu is turning deadly. When is your flu turning into pneumonia? When is your flu possibly causing a heart attack or causing sepsis? Because when people die from the flu, they're like, a flu isn't supposed to kill. Why are these kids dying? Why are these adults dying? Why are there 250 flu deaths in Virginia? Well, because something else was going on, and either it was a secondary infection, they had the flu, and a bacteria set up shop and took advantage, or it really wasn't the flu, they got misdiagnosed. So here I am trying to tell everybody to watch out for that second infection. See if the flu is turning into something. And then you have this headline saying, well, you can't really get sick with two things. Yeah, you can. This headline is going to be misinterpreted. If somebody doesn't read the study and doesn't understand it, they're going to misinterpret it. Maybe the actual week that you are fighting rip-roaring flu, the rhinovirus isn't going to get a chance to infect the cells because the flu is a little bit more dominant and it's taking over the cell. See, how viruses work is they're a parasite. They take over the cell. They make the cell replicate the virus. They take over the DNA, make the cell replicate its DNA and its viral code, and then it releases all the new viruses out there. So you get this very exponential growth. As opposed to bacteria, you have one that divides into two, that then divides into four. Yeah, it's exponential, but it's not as quick as what viruses can do, because you could get millions just shot out at once these cells replicate them and give them off. So if you have influenza, which is a very, very dominant virus, very vicious virus, and then you have, like, rhinovirus, and we talked about rhinoviruses. Those are kind of stupid viruses because, you know, like, you know, they affect the nose, and you know you have it. You could sneeze it out. They self-limit. They're not really smart like an HIV virus is. The rhinovirus is going to probably get beat out for that cell. But absolutely, you could have two things go on. I'm seeing some people have respiratory and GI issues. You could be so vulnerable having dealt with the norovirus that something else decides to take over. You don't really see a lot of virus on virus sort of super infection as you will with bacteria, but it can happen. So when I saw this headline, I just kind of wanted to brief you guys on, you know, true, they may have a point that you don't really see somebody with flu and cold at the same time. In fact, colds don't usually come the same time as flu. Colds come when school starts in the fall, and then you'll see colds in the spring. You don't necessarily see them the same. Well, you might see colds during flu season, but colds will usually precede flu and follow it. So when it's flu season kind of has a little bit more open range. But absolutely, you could get coughs and colds at the same time. So don't misinterpret that, because if, God forbid, you have the flu and you think, well, it's just a flu, I can't have something else going on, you can't have something else going on. Or that flu might have never been flu. Okay? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the recession brought forth a bunch of innovation in terms of what you could do for jobs. And we probably have the largest percentage of self-employed or more kind of do-it-yourselfers than we ever had. And I kind of lump those into Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, etc. But when people had access to internet and found out how easy and inexpensive it is to advertise on the internet or to sell products, they did. Excuse me. And you could actually now compete with big companies like Walmart, Best Buy. If your website looks like an electronic showroom and looks kind of like a big boy's and you're able to beat the prices, people will go to your website and buy a product, whereas they would have never, prior to the internet or the recession, they would have gone into a store. some people still go into a store. But platforms such as Amazon allow you to now sell things, and they have for a while, that would have almost been virtually impossible in the past. I mean, for example, I have multiple books that I've written. Amazon sells them for me. It's fantastic. In the olden days, you had to find a publisher. You had to put a lot of money out ordering tons of books, find a means for somebody to order it, then you would have to ship it, deal with refunds, etc. Amazon does that for you. Amazon will print the book. So you don't have to buy hundreds of copies. People can go to Amazon, buy the book. Amazon will ship it. Now, they take a huge cut, but if you didn't write your book for money, and you wrote your book because you wanted a book that, you know, you wanted to put your thoughts on paper, copyright it, have, you know, people access to your knowledge, which was me, I don't really care if Amazon takes a cut or not. I just didn't want to put out the money and spend the time having to ship it. Amazon does that. You go to Amazon, you find the book. If you like the book, you click it, you buy. Amazon ships it to you. They eat most of the profits. I don't care. Well, what I didn't realize is, and I should have known that, is not only can Amazon sell your books for you, but they could actually sell any product you want for you. They have guidelines. But there's a third-party marketplace, and it connects, you know, you with their fans or their visitors. And you could sell things. So if you are a company such as Walmart, Sam's Club, I don't know if any of you guys bought something on Amazon and it came in a Sam's Club box. My guess is there's a partnership between Sam's Club and Amazon. So these partnerships exist to the point that some people out there got pretty smart. I don't want to, not smart, not in a good sense. Smart alecky. And they went through people's garbages and found things that were completely brand new. How many of you guys have thrown out candles, school supplies, clothes, whatever? And, you know, you could have donated them, but it was too much of a hassle to find where to donate them. So you ended up just throwing them out. Well, apparently there's people who would go through the garbage, clean it up, sell it on Amazon. This is why you need to be very, very careful with some of the things you buy on Amazon. Because it could be trash. I'm not saying my book is trash, but you know what I'm saying. You know, it's interesting. I own a couple Supercuts, and we have product that we sell at Supercuts. And when I first got the business, I looked at the product price point, and I'm like, these are higher than Amazon. You're going to have trouble selling these. And the manager said, no, actually we don't. They sell pretty easily because a lot of the things on Amazon is expired. A lot of the shampoos, things like that, and you won't know that until you get the bottle. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because apparently anybody could sell things. You know, there'll be people that, let's say they have to sell Mary Kay or, you know, some of these, you know how they have those pyramid, you know, companies. And so many people buy the product and then sell it. Well, if they can't, they could go and sell it on eBay or sell it on Amazon, etc. So I found that very fascinating. Well, okay, now people are starting to get concerned. Going, wait a second, how do I know what I bought didn't come from the garbage? So the Wall Street Journal, I guess, did a little test to see if the claims were true. Because apparently, they looked at a lot of the listings that did this are no longer listed anymore. And so reporters went to dumpsters in several New Jersey towns. They retrieved dozens of discards from the trash, including a stencil set, scrap of paper, sealed jar of Trader Joe's lemon curd. And I'm looking. It's a jar that looks sealed. The journal, Wall Street Journal, then set up a store on Amazon to see if it could list some of its goods they got from the trash and sell it as new. They said it turned out to be pretty easy. that's being reported by Wall Street Journal. Now, Amazon's rules didn't explicitly prohibit items salvaged from the trash when the journal disclosed the existence of its store to the company last month. The rules required that the goods be new, most of the goods be new, in order that sellers could offer used books and electronics as long as they identified them as used. So an Amazon spokesperson said sellers are responsible for meeting Amazon's high bar of product quality. And examples the journal presented to Amazon of dumpster source listings are, quote, isolated incidents. Amazon is investigating and will take appropriate action against the bad actors involved. She didn't really comment on the Wall Street Journal story. So Amazon did last week update its policy to explicitly prohibit selling items taken from the trash, adding to its list of unacceptable items any unintended or destruction or disposal of otherwise designated as unsellable by the manufacturer or supplier, vendor, or retailer. Now, some of you are thinking, look, you know, some of these things are expensive. They're brand new and they were in the trash. Who cares? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I have thrown out things accidentally, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was good. That was so good. I've dropped pizza in the trash and still ate it. But Amazon is supposed to have some control over its third-party marketplace. The company says that it isn't liable for what these merchants sell, saying in court cases Amazon itself isn't the one selling the products listed by third parties. Yeah, but they're providing the platform. They said we had an internal saying, unless the product's on fire when we receive it, we would accept anything. James Thompson helps oversee the fulfillment by Amazon program, under which Amazon handles logistics for third-party sellers. He left in 2013 and is now a consultant to brands with Amazon accounts. Ultimately, consumers are the police of the platform. Now, Amazon spokesperson said his statements are false. See, I don't know how they control all that. Now, Wade Coggins from Oregon said he finds items to sell at Amazon and eBay in clearance sections, abandoned storage units, and dumpsters. He said he has salvaged cardboard boxes, bubble wrap, and peanuts from trash bins to package his orders. Blemishes need to be cleaned off. He said, adding that some people will shrink wrap items to make them look legitimate. When you send stuff to Amazon, it needs to look brand new. He identified one Amazon store, another one that he declined to disclose. The company couldn't find evidence of that second store. So, these items get sent directly to customers. And people are, you know, making money. They're basically warehousing their, what is it called when you have a, not consolidating, consignment. Well, maybe it's not even that. But people will buy things, package them, and sell them. You get something on clearance, sell it for stronger. Remember, Amazon does take a cut. Apparently, they're finding that it's, you know, worth money. So, on one end, when I read this, I was like, good for some people being able to make a career and feed their family. I mean, figuring out a way to do something. And, you know, I got to be honest, if it's packaged, I don't mind. I'll buy it. But on the other end, it shows you that you need to be really, really careful. The bigger Amazon gets, if they don't have enough oversight in that capacity, then you could be actually buying honest-to-goodness garbage. Pretty scary stuff. Not my book. My books are not garbage. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Rules Committee is meeting to set procedural guidelines for tomorrow's expected vote over the impeachment of President Trump. Testifying before that committee, Republican Congressman Doug Collins reminds us of one thing.
After all that has been said, all that's been talked about, and all that has been in that wonderfully written report, there's four facts that will never change. Both the President and Mr. Zelensky say there was no pressure. The call transcript shows no conditionality in aid and an investigation. By the way, Mr. Sondland, their key witness, the only thing they ever quote is his opening statement. They don't like to quote when he actually was questioned, when he said, well, yeah, I presume that. And then we talked about Mr. Yarmouth. Mr. Yarmouth said, we didn't have any conversation about conditionality of aid. That was just coming out just the other day. Ukrainians were not aware the aid was withheld even when the president spoke, and Ukrainians did not open investigations, didn't get a meeting, and still got their aid.
According to the Fed Reserve, U.S. manufacturing rose by 1.1% in the month of November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay, so what is the latest going on with the e-cig saga? So thanks for joining the Dr. Dahlia Show. The latest study says vaping damages the lungs, but it's safer than smoking. So it's the same BS that we've been saying now for a year or two. Vaping is not 100% safe, but it is safer than smoking. But they're still causing damage to the lungs. According to The Hill, they say e-cig products are damaging to the lungs, according to a long-term study. And they found that the riskiest behavior was among smokers who used both vaping products and cigarettes. Researchers said it's pretty common. The idea that somebody quit smoking and went strictly to vaping isn't always the case. You have the majority of people who vape who were smokers still doing both. Researchers found e-cig users tracked for 3 years had 1.3 times more risk of developing a respiratory disease than people who did not use tobacco. This was a study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. People who smoked cigarettes, however, had a 2.5 times higher risk than those who did not smoke, obviously. So the group most at risk for developing respiratory disease were the people that used both. They had a 3.3 times the risk of developing a respiratory disease. So you got sick if you smoked, you got sick if you e-cigged or vaped, and you got even more sick if you did both. Researchers found the use of both products was common and concluded that the use of e-cigs did not actually aid cigarette smokers in quitting. No duh. That's what we've been trying to say for a while, but good. Glad we have another study saying that. They say, although switching from combustible tobacco, including cigarettes, to e-cigs, theoretically, could reduce the risk of developing respiratory disease, current evidence indicates a high prevalence of dual use, which is associated with increased risk beyond combustible tobacco use. They say, in addition, for most smokers, using an e-cig is associated with lower odds of successfully quitting smoking. So what they're saying there is, when people ask, what's the best way to quit smoking? Doctors should not say vaping. And I'm going to tell you right now, the number one way that any of my smoking patients quit smoking, from what they told me, was it was the cold turkey. I know a lot of you guys are shaking your head going, no, it doesn't work. Yeah, it may not work for you. But if anybody that quit smoking successfully, I go, how did you do it? 90% of the time, it was I just quit, maybe 95% of the time. Some people said, oh, I had to use a patch for a couple weeks. Some said they used Chantix. But the overwhelming majority, said I just said no more. And I got to be honest, I mean, how many of you guys have lost weight or dieted? Okay? You know, I've, you know, had some success with Weight Watchers and, you know, drinking certain protein drinks and, you know, whatever. But when I try to diet while eating a Weight Watchers cake or sugar-free desserts, it doesn't work. When I say, you know what, to heck with it, I am done. I'm stopping the carbs. I'm stopping the sweets. I'm stopping the soda. It works. So, you can only do the wean so much. Now, I do see the value of having nicotine products in that we have to function and we have to work. You know, people have talked to me about intermittent fasting, that I should look into intermittent fasting because it'll help me lose weight, you know. And I have weight to lose. I used to not, but now I do. I got some weight I got to lose. And the problem, though, I have with the intermittent fasting, one is I don't want to get diabetes because a lot of people in my family that only did the 2 meals a day ended up getting diabetes. So I just think it's not going to work that well for me. But a big thing I'm concerned about is my days start early. I start seeing patients online at about 6 a.m. Then I have a show to do. Then I have a whole bunch of other media work and things that I do throughout the day, and then I see patients at night. So I don't want to see patients being hypoglycemic or, you know, going through food withdrawal. Same thing with many of you. You're like, okay, this is not a good week to quit smoking. This is not a good week to, you know, quit drinking or whatever, or diet, etc. And so you have to get through work. And you think, even though with intermittent fasting, I guess you don't get hungry and your body overcomes the hypoglycemia and you end up actually being fine, but mentally you can't get over that, and so then you think you're going to underperform. Well, this is not the time to underperform, especially with New Year's resolutions in January, okay? If bosses are looking at where to, you know, trim the fat, they might can you if you look off. So you can't look off at work. I can't have an off day on air. You know, one thing I'm really, really concerned about is if let's say I do get hypoglycemic or I, you know, get a headache, I get a fasting headache or whatever, I might actually say a curse word. You're not supposed to swear on air. And so, well, you're not supposed to swear, period, but, you know, at home, you know, every time the cat pee-pees up my purse or puts a dead mouse in my purse, I'd be like, oh, my God, and I just start screaming, it's what she knows what to do, and then I just go off. And so I'm afraid that if I did that, whoa, now what happens if I say a bad word? So I need to be on. I need to always be on. I need to be happy. I need to be chipper. I need to. So I'm going to be less likely to, you know. So what if you are quitting smoking, and a lot of you guys are thinking about that in January, then you're going to probably be like, well, I need to have a crutch. So that's where I think you're going to fail. I mean, you need to say, I'm done. In fact, a better time to probably quit smoking is Christmas break. I think the big mistake people do is they will wait till after the holidays and go, all right, January 1 is when I'll diet. Or they'll wait till after New Year's Day. All right, January 2nd is when I'm going to diet, is when I'm going to quit smoking. But then you got to get back to work. No. You need to do it when you're on vacation. That's the best time to quit smoking. If I want to diet, the best time to diet is when I'm not at work. Because then I'm like, you know what, it doesn't matter if I'm grumpy, it doesn't matter if I cuss, it doesn't matter, you know? So, you know, vaping. What is the significant lung disease? Well, we haven't really identified it completely. They call it EVOLI, which is a general term of electronic and vaping lung-associated injury. But you are injuring your lungs with either the chemicals, the vapor, the temperature of it all, the goo from the THC oil. And so, you know, this infatuation that people have with putting something in their mouth or getting a nicotine buzz, that's what we need to treat. People want nicotine, and nicotine is very addictive, just like caffeine. I mean, we have a huge population of caffeine addicts, and they say so. Oh, I'm a caffeine addict. And everybody giggles, ha, ha, ha. No, that's nothing to giggle about. Because when you don't get your caffeine, you get a headache. When you don't get your caffeine, you're grumpy. When my husband says he needs coffee, he needs it, and you know what? Let's get him his coffee. CDC has now reported 2,400 cases of lung EVOLI across all 50 states. There's been 52 deaths now confirmed related to the vaping-associated lung injuries. They think it could be the vitamin E acetate or heavy metals or flavorings or other toxins. Of course, critics, you know, want to go after Juul and the flavored, you know, flavorings that they used for the products, saying they marketed them to teens. But the truth of the matter is the people that need to be blamed are the ones who are still using these products to get nicotine. Okay, you know, you can blame the companies as much as possible. If a company said these are safe, that's a problem. Just like tobacco saying, you know, this isn't addictive. Then that's a lie. But, you know, if people want their nicotine kick, then, where's the responsibility go then? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've had a real beef with people saying, or Democratic candidates like Beto O'Rourke saying, put veterans on cannabis. I believe he's the one that said it. I'm not sure who one of the Democratic candidates said suggested that. If you put the veterans on cannabis, it might have been Yang, we could help fight the opioid crisis. And anybody that's ever smoked pot or taken a narcotic or been in true pain probably gasped at that suggestion, because for many people, marijuana does not control pain. Well, the latest study says it can help combat pain. I just need to, again, caution everybody and say for some. So opioid prescriptions are an issue with the opioid crisis. And many politicians want us to move people over to legalize marijuana. And according to scientists, if you legalize cannabis, it will be linked to less opioid prescriptions. helping combat the epidemic. They say access to recreational cannabis in the U.S. was tied with an 11.8% lower rate of opioid prescriptions each day and 4.2% for medical marijuana. The authors of the paper published this in the Journal of Health Economics, and they said recreational weed laws could make it easier for patients to access a drug and use it to treat pain and other conditions. They say both types of law also appeared to cut down the total number of patients receiving opioids, as well as the total days opioids were supplied, and the likelihood of a healthcare provider prescribing the painkillers. The study also showed family physicians gave out more opioids than any other healthcare specialty, that's me, such as dentists or nurses. Well, one is you have more family physicians than other specialties. Number two is when people come in pain and they can't get in with their specialist, the family doctor has to do something. And remember, family doctors used to be sued for not controlling people's pain. So if you tell somebody you're in pain and we don't do something about it, we used to get sued. I don't know if we could still get sued. I'm sure we can. So authors looked at data on over 1.5 billion individual opioid prescriptions between 2011 and 2018, representing around 90% of all this type of drug given out over time period. Now, what they basically looked at wasn't so much that if you got to smoke pot, you wouldn't ask for marijuana. What they looked at was patterns of how opioid prescriptions went down as marijuana in the area went up. Okay. There's an association there. Does that mean that marijuana can be a useful substitute for an opioid? For some patients, it may help, but for most patients, no. It all depends on what they're taking the opioid for. If you're taking the opioid because you can't stand work, and I had a patient who did that. He admitted to me that's why he was taking his opioid. He couldn't stand work, and people were just easier to work with when he took his narcotic. Yes, marijuana is going to help that person instead. But if that person has spinal stenosis, or if they have metastatic cancer, and the marijuana is not cutting it, give them the gosh darn narcotic. You know? So, they say the opioid overdose epidemic kills 130 Americans every day. If they think that somebody on heroin or heavy fentanyl or parting it up will stop using that to go to marijuana, they got another thing coming. Okay? When you are looking for a hardcore high, marijuana doesn't satisfy that itch. Now, I don't do drugs. I can't imagine. The closest experience I had to understanding why narcotics are so sought after was when I was in labor. I told you guys about this. I was in labor for 5 days with my first. And I couldn't get any medicines. I didn't really ask. Because, again, the baby, the fluid was down, and, you know, I wasn't dilated enough. So I just grinned and bared, and I was fine with that. Until finally, day five, I was able to go back to the hospital, because I had to be discharged and come back, because I just couldn't stay in the hospital all that time. Back in the hospital. And I was going to finally get an epidural, but I wasn't ready for an epidural yet, because I wasn't thin enough. So I'm like, look, I need something for pain. I've been going through 5 days. So they gave me Demerol. And that euphoria, it was one of the most amazing things ever. Now, maybe it's because I was in so much pain for so long that I couldn't take it anymore. Or maybe it's because it really, really felt that good. But it was incredible. Then it wore off and I asked for a second. Because, again, I was just so in so much pain with the contractions. And the second time around, it didn't do it. So, and I didn't want to ask for more because I didn't want it to affect the baby, the fetus. But that is where people go, wait a second. Okay, I need to get that same feeling I got 20 minutes ago. So hit me again, but hit me again harder. Marijuana will not equate to that. Now, again, I don't smoke marijuana, but I don't see how marijuana could be as powerful as that IV narcotic. And so when people are pushing heroin, shooting heroin, you know, you can't substitute that with marijuana. Now, what about somebody with chronic leg pain, chronic arthritis? Yeah, the marijuana might help. It might take the edge off. That might work. But here's the other problem with marijuana. It's addictive. Or you gain a tolerance. So if you do have to use marijuana multiple times a day for your pain, how long do you think that dose is going to last? Now, maybe not everybody has to increase their dosing, but the majority of people will. So then the problem we have is, are we very, very quickly causing a group of individuals to become very addicted to and dependent on marijuana, such that now, when they are in pain, they're going to have to go back to a stronger narcotic? So, you know, the increase in access to cannabis might actually lead to later more opioid use. One is because people will become too tolerant to it. Two, workplace injuries, falls, bad driving, causing accidents. Now they need narcotics. So this legalization of cannabis, if you are seeing a little drop in narcotic prescriptions, I would be also very hesitant on crediting the cannabis. What has happened the last few years with opioid prescriptions? Doctors have gotten threatened that they're going to lose their license. I have not written a narcotic since 2016 because I closed my office, I went to teach, and now I work for a platform where we just don't write narcotics. That wasn't because cannabis became legal in my state. It's because I stopped practicing and writing narcotics. So if you're starting to notice that narcotic prescriptions are going down and you're going, yay, it's because we're legalizing marijuana. You need to, yeah, there may be an association there. But what you need to do is you need to identify each and every individual who used to get chronic narcotics and ask them if they are now substituting with marijuana. And while you're doing that, ask, is the marijuana cutting it, or have you needed to smoke marijuana more and more? But the average doctor I know, with all the new paperwork and all the new guidelines and all the new threats from the medical boards, are saying, you know what, sorry, we just don't do those anymore. We don't have the time to look up prescribing records from all the other states and to figure out if you're a doctor hopper, if you're going to sell it. I know you're probably innocent. It just, this practice just doesn't do that anymore. And because it's so time consuming, doctors can very easily say, look, you know, it's not life threatening that we do this for you. If you're really in pain, go to the ER or urgent care. And that's why people are screwed. Or they may then go and get some relief with marijuana. So it's a bad situation. It's a real, real bad situation. But be very, very cautious about thinking that somebody in pain or one of our veterans who's an amputee is going to find relief with cannabis. They might need narcotics still. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils.
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.